This is Day to Day. From NPR News, I'm Noah Adams. Last week, we asked our listeners for comments about the Democratic Convention, how it was covered, how we covered it, what you thought about the event itself. And joining us now with a summary of your comments and some listener thoughts on other subjects is Day to Day's mailman, Steve Prophet.
Noah, it's great to have you with us. Let's get started. I think effective reporting is neutral reporting. So writes Tavis Manning of Spokane, Washington. His was one of many letters accusing us of slanting our coverage.
Mr. Manning continues, let's not let the bias toward the Democratic Party ooze out so thoroughly that it is difficult to listen to.
But Nan Perigo in Pensacola, Florida, thought we were far too critical of the Democrats and too much like Fox News. She asked, are you getting memos from the Republican administration, too?
Other listeners wrote to complain about the lack of coverage, especially on television. The airwaves belong to the people, writes Margaret J. Richards of Columbus, Ohio. She says, I can't afford cable, and an hour isn't enough.
From Phyllis Alvick of Lexington, Kentucky, I want to hear people speaking for themselves instead of having it filtered through a reporter.
Kitty Knox sent in this idea from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Next time, she says, make the candidate suspend all campaigning from the end of the primaries until after Labor Day and get some real work done.
Okay, but the convention wasn't the only thing we covered last week. We also reported on proposed legislation called the Inducing Infringement of Copyrights Act. Here's how our tech contributor, Shenny Jardin, described it.
As the current draft reads, it would punish tech companies for producing any gadget that could induce or tempt buyers into making unauthorized copies of copyrighted content like music or films or software.
Shenny reported that copyright holders are supporting this measure, while manufacturers of things like digital music players are against it. And the people who write to this program didn't like it much either.
What about pens and pencils? Asked Mary Jarvis of Portland, Oregon. If the idea of the law is to stop illegal copying, she notes, then anything which can be used to do that must be illegal. Talk about stifling innovation.
And finally, Noah, a correction. In our discussion about scientist Francis Crick, NPR's Ira Flatow misspoke. He characterized DNA as composed of protein. Several listeners wrote in to correct him, including W.J. Saucier, who describes DNA this way. Noah, why don't you read this?
Okay, here we go. Helically stacked purine and pyrimidine bases held in place by a scaffold slash ladder of deoxyribose and phosphates. I apologize to the scientists out there.
Something like that, anyway. Thanks to all who wrote in, and please, if you have a comment, a complaint, a clarification, write us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.
Please put the word comment in the subject line.
And don't forget to include your name and where you live.